Hey, George, you guys made a conscious effort to get faster on offense and more athletic. How does it affect a defense when you got a guy like Fuller who can run, plus he catches and runs routes? What does can that do to a defense?
Well, I mean, it does a lot, not just from a passing standpoint, but from a running standpoint. You have to keep a safety back. When you can threaten the deep part of the field, those safeties tend to get a little bit deeper. It seems to be by game. So the running game's affected by it, and also the passing game. I mean, when you can put a player and stretch the length of the field like we're doing with Will, it creates a lot of options for us.
George, what do you see from their front seven, some of the things they're able to do with blitzing and just kind of being physical?
Right. Well, you know, you're dealing with a lot of talented players. They're producing a lot of sacks, a lot of tackles in the running game. You put it together with a very good scheme that those players know well. It's a productive defense. Obviously, scoring in the first four games against them has been difficult, putting up a lot of sacks and putting pressure on the quarterback. So it's a big challenge.
George, with Bill changing his role on game days, how does it change for you now? Do you just sort of kind of still collaborate as you go over play calls and make suggestions?
So Billy and I have had a relationship for a long time. We work together. Every game plan, there's a collaboration, not just with us, but within the staff. So nothing's really changed day to day as far as preparation against an opponent. Still a lot to handle between the quarterback and the other positions. So that's where the main focus is now.
Why did y'all make such a conscious effort to get faster on offense?
Well, I think some of those things that we try to put the defense in a bind, we were having some issues last year as far as horizontally and vertically. Lamar running the football, he's been able to hit the edges on some plays that may be a little bit cloudy on the inside. So, when you can put the defense in all those binds, I think that it opens things up for you play action-wise, direct run wise, and then obviously as you work your pass concepts.
Why do you think Minnesota's done a tremendous job so far against the best receiver on the other team? What would y'all and DeAndre's coming off one catch? How important is it for you to get him involved in the game early?
Well, I mean he's very talented and he's definitely one of our go-to guys. I think when you look at their defense, it's not just defensive backs. It's everybody contributing to their effective, defensive play. So it starts up front. I think the line of scrimmage is a big thing. It's it's a tough challenge on the road, but we're working at it right now. It's one day in. We got a couple more to prepare.
George, how important was it to get Braxton back and making sure that you get him ready despite the fact that you haven't had him in a couple of weeks with a hamstring injury?
Right. Well, he'll provide some of that ability on the inside for us, but also for himself, he needs to be out there. He's a young player, young obviously learning the position, but also as an NFL player. So the more he gets out there, the better he'll be, and it's good to see him back out there at practice.